I'm Hari Srinivasan. Welcome to NewsHour Connect, where we reach across the public media landscape for some added insight and analysis on the issues of the day. Today we're talking about the impact of fallen Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. The 40-year-old former Marine was shot dead in the remote Peck Canyon region of Arizona during a shootout with gunmen on Tuesday night, and it has focused attention once again on illegal immigration and border-related issues. We're joined by two public media reporters. From Arizona Public Media is reporter Christopher Conover, and joining him from KJZZ's Changing America desk Tucson, Michel Marisco. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Hari.
Thank you, Hari.
All right, Michel, you were just on the scene yesterday, and the headlines say that four suspects are in custody. Is there still one person on the loose?
Yes, the U.S. Border Patrol and the FBI have been chasing after a suspect in the rocky and mountainous areas north and south of where the shooting took place.
And I noticed on your Twitter feed a while back that there was actually a suspect description, and then you said that there were actually quite a few agents with FLIR scopes that were searching for him through the night as well?
Correct. That's the forward-looking infrared. This is a massive scope that could identify people up to 12 miles away in the middle of the night just by their body temperature. It's the Border Patrol Tactical Operations Unit was out in the area last night and today still looking for that person.
All right, Christopher Conover, you had a chance to talk to some of the folks at HQ for Border Patrol. Border Patrol agent deaths are relatively infrequent, right?
They are. They're very rare. You can count them really on both hands in the history of the Border Patrol. So this is something, while they are certainly always prepared for it, they don't deal with very often.
And what are the members of Congress in the area saying, Christopher?
Of course, they're all calling it a tragedy, and they are also saying that this should be a wake-up call to all of their colleagues in the House and Senate, and even really the White House, that something needs to be done on border security. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who represents the area where the agent was killed, referred to this as our BP oil spill.
Wow, those are strong words. Michelle, paint us a picture, if you could, of this particular area. You had a chance to talk to some of the people in that area. This isn't some place that locks their doors, but considering that there's still somebody out on the loose, are they scared?
This is an area that is cobwebbed with trails. It's an area where you have a lot of illegal immigration, but you also have a lot of what we call banditry. These are people who actually move throughout that canyon and are looking for illegal immigrants and drug smugglers to rob them. This is an area where neighbors tend to try to help look out for one another. It's mostly peaceful for U.S. citizens. There is some break-ins in the area. There is a lot of trespassing, but there is not an unusually large amount of actual interaction between the illegal immigration that goes on there and the residents that live in that place.
All right, Christopher, also kind of putting it into context, do the members of Congress see Peck Canyon as an anomaly or a sign of a growing trend?
I think for the members of Congress from this area, that area has been known as a smuggling route for a while, and that's why they're hoping that this works as a wake-up call, if you will, to their colleagues in Washington, be they in Congress or in the administration. I don't think anyone was particularly surprised that there was an incident like this in Peck Canyon. They may have been surprised by the death, but not the fact that there were smugglers moving through Peck Canyon.
All right, Michelle, have you seen an increase in the number of violent acts or just the amount of violence along the border where you're covering it?
You know, it's interesting. On the Mexico side, absolutely, there's definitely been an increase. On the U.S. side, it's when you look at the statistics of reported crime, the numbers have actually somewhat gone down. This is an indication that while the actual number of immigrants crossing the border illegally hasn't necessarily decreased, their interaction with people who live there seems to have. But again, it's those bandits that are the concern. Those bandits are going after people who aren't going to be reporting crimes to the police. And when you start looking at the activity of these bandits ripping off immigrants, ripping off drug smugglers, and now this encounter, that changes everything.
Michel Marisco from KJZZ's Changing America desk Tucson, a local journalism center funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Christopher Conover from Arizona Public Media. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you, Hari.
Thank you.
This is NewsHour Connect. I'm Hari Srinivasan.